Morning Edition today begins a series of conversations exploring homelessness. In Washington this week, officials from dozens of cities discussed the problem. That gathering is part of a national campaign to end homelessness. One place they'll be hearing about is Miami. Miami has become something of a model for helping people get off the streets. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
When Alex Leon cruises Miami South Beach, he's not looking for the hottest nightclub or the best restaurant.
We're actually going to pull up into a spot where most of the chronic homeless, the ones that have been out here for a while, I just want to see if they're here because of the rain all day.
Leon is an outreach specialist for Miami's Homeless Services Division. Every day, he drives through alleys, peers into dumpsters, or combs the beach. Today, he's in Loomis Park. Near the public bathroom, an elderly man is slumped in a wheelchair. He's wearing a filthy red and white suit with a matching cap.
I'm year-round Santa, honey, baby.
One leg is propped up on a walker. His thin, deeply tanned limbs look like burnished rawhide, except for the flies buzzing around a few open sores.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I got hurt, and I'm homeless.
What's your first name?
John C. Brewer. My name's on every beer can I drink.
Why are you wearing the Santa Claus suit?
I'm known as year-round Santa, and the kids sit on my lap, and I kid with them, and then they give me money, and it keeps me going.
Did you have a beer now? Do you have vodka on you now? I know you have something.
You're
loaded.
Of course I do.
No, you're always loaded.
Alcoholism led Brewer to the streets, but he says he doesn't want to live in a shelter because there are too many rules and people sneak in drugs. But then Brewer remembers something Leon talked about a few weeks ago, a new housing program for the city's homeless.
And what did I tell you?
Yeah, I had the first apartment coming.
Yeah, and that's when it opens up.
All I want to do is find a bed to recoup in and get well. I am sick, Alex.
I know, JC.
I'm sick bad.
I know.
Sun and sand and mild winters draw a lot of homeless people to South Florida. To lower those numbers, Miami sent out teams of people like Alex Leon to help get their lives back on track. That strategy was launched by one of Florida's living legends.
My name is Albert Chapman. I'm founding chairman of Community Partnership for Homeless. I've been involved in this program since 1992.
Chapman retired as chairman of the now-defunct Knight Ridder Newspaper Company in 1989. At 85, he's had a series of small strokes, but he's still active. He says he took on the homelessness issue after he started noticing something during his drives from his home in Coconut Grove to Miami.
We had 8,000 homeless people on the streets of our city, and the overpasses were just clogged with people, 400 or 500 people on either. So I said, surely somebody's doing something about this.
Chapman helped fund a homelessness trust. He's built it up to about $35 million today. Miami also became the first American city to levy a tax for homeless services. The trust supports substance abuse treatment programs and housing subsidies. And he helped establish two homeless assistance centers where people can find shelter, health care, and time to regroup. The strategy is working. The numbers of homeless have dropped from about 8,000 to near 1,700 today. But what to do about people who cycle in and out of shelters or in and out of courtrooms and jails? Many have serious mental illnesses, and that often gets them in trouble with the law.
We spend millions and millions a year just housing them here.
County Judge Stephen Leifman is on the board of the Homelessness Trust. Today, he leads me on a tour of the Dade County Jail.
People with mental illnesses stay in our jail 8 times longer than someone without mental illness at a cost of 7 times higher.
The jail's 9th-floor psychiatric ward is overflowing.
There's 3 people in this cell for one. One man is sound asleep on his metal slab with no mattress. There's a man underneath, sound asleep underneath him. And then there's a man standing waiting for his turn for a place to sleep.
It used to be a lot worse. Leifman and the Homelessness Trust have been able to make some important changes.
We have people in the courtroom make an announcement every morning that if they're going to be released and they're homeless, to come over here and there'll be an outreach person to meet them. And there's a van that picks them up and takes them over to a shelter.
But too often they don't stay, and shelters are just a temporary solution. Experts say what's really needed is more affordable housing. That's one of the topics city leaders like New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg will confront in Washington this week. Rachel Jones, NPR News.